Com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with you across the nation and all the nooks and crannies. And, of course, we're kicking it off with our pals from Talk Radio News, Jeff Holtzman in the wings. Jeff, I understand at least we got to get a weather update from you that it's a little bit better in D.C. Am I right? Kind of cleared up a little?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. We got a little bit of snow, but it melted. And the temperatures are low, but we don't have any more snow in the forecast until possibly this weekend. So, you know, everybody's scrambling to get their work done now that, you know, we can drive around before the holiday season kicks in.
Makes sense. All right, you and I were talking last time, Matt. We've been talking all week long in the budget deal, and now the Democrats not happy, and they're threatened, and they're saying that they're upset that there's what they call a doc fix in this, but nothing with unemployment as far as the benefits extension. So flesh that out a little bit more for us, if you would.
Well, yeah, the Democrats are upset not only because it doesn't contain emergency unemployment benefit extension, but because, you know, it asks federal employees to contribute a little bit more to their pensions. That's part of how the bill actually reduces the deficit, is by, you know, creating savings through that. Democrats also, you know, they're not thrilled with the fact that it leaves most of the sequester in place. They've you know, been against sequestration for a while now, and really the bill leaves about 92% of sequestration in place. So there's a lot of things that Democrats are upset about. They probably not a lot of them in the House will vote for it when the bill comes to the floor on Thursday. I think the majority of House Republicans, though, will vote for it, and that's the interesting thing. This time around, House Republicans seem to be the ones who don't have any problems with the deal, and Senate Republicans are the ones who do have the problems with it. Mitch McConnell, who's the top Republican in the Senate, has not explicitly said that he's going to vote against the bill, but sources close to him told reporters today that he will not vote for it. So if McConnell doesn't vote for it, then it's likely that a bunch of other Senate Republicans won't vote for it. So you could have a situation where the bill clears the House, and then by the time the Senate gets around to considering it next week, expected to be about Tuesday, they're going to be scrambling for votes. Now, keep in mind, Democrats are expected to be united in the Senate, and they only need 5 Republicans. So there's a chance that they could get over the 60-vote threshold in the Senate and then pass the bill and send it to President Obama before the Christmas break.
Yeah. The other thing is, just one last thing, is we'll watch how that all plays out. And I guess it's something silly, but it's just crazy. Everything I looked at and picked up today, and we already talked about this, is the nonsense about the selfie and the president and shaking hands with Raul Castro. Were people talking about that on the Hill today?
Yeah, there's still been a lot of buzz about that. But you know what's interesting is the photographer for AFP, the agency, the news agency who actually took the photo, he gave an interview to CNN, and he basically said that he thinks the problem is that the president and his team at the White House have cut off press access so much that whenever there's a photo or any sort of instance in which the president looks like he's being human, you know, doing the sort of things that you and I might do in public, that it comes as sort of a shock and a buzz to the media community because we hardly ever get to see him, you know, act like that. And I think that the photographer actually makes a really good point, and it's part of a broader point that the White House press corps has tried to make to the White House itself, which is that we need more access. You know, if you're going to have closed events and then, you know, take your own photos and send those out, but that's not fair. You need to include the White House in more of these events. You need to include White House photographers. You need to let, you know, writers and, you know, radio broadcasters and that sort of thing take part in more of these news events, because you never know when you might catch the president actually acting like a human being, which would be nice, you know, if we could see every once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Because you and your wife are probably out there taking a lot of selfies, right?
All the time. You know me. It's actually not me. It's my wife. She takes all the selfies, and I just happen to be in them. So, you know, what can you do?
I love it. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
All right, Kate, take care.
All right, so you heard Jeff there talking about busting about. I asked him about the whole selfie thing, which is so crazy. People have been doing that for a long time now, since the advent, really, of the iPhone, and it just kind of exploded with the Nelson Mandela, you know, celebration, and the fact that the president was doing it, I guess, really made big news, as Jeff explained it the best, because when they took office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they told us this was going to be the most transparent ever White House, and then what happened is he's absolutely right. They show the president never being human, and then what do you think is going to happen when he does something silly like take one of those photographs of himself with other people, or other people do it, and he's jammed into them as well. You know, the Mandela funeral, it was crazy for something else, and a lot of people have been talking about this. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. Some of you may know sign language. I don't know how many of you know sign language. I know a little bit of sign language, although I'm not great at signing. Do you know that there was a fake interpreter at the Mandela funeral, and they ID'd the guy as Thanny Janchi? And I saw this in the morning on Talk Radio News' website. It's unbelievable, because nothing was even in the ballpark. So it wasn't like he was a kind of a shaky interpreter, and maybe this was his first gig, which would be crazy when you think of the world leaders that were there, from Obama to Cameron to all the people that spoke, including President Zuma, who was the president of South Africa, and he's standing right next to them doing sign language. How does he get that gig? And how is he standing there doing that, just waving his hands? I guess this is the craziest thing. He is a board member of the World Federation of the Deaf Youth Section. And they say that, well, first of all, his presence there means that they breached Article 21 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, that, by the way, was ratified by the South African government in 2007. So that means if you accept and then facilitate sign language or Braille or any of that kind of stuff, I mean, that's like an official interaction. So you have to take appropriate measures to make sure that they're doing this to persons with disabilities to access on equal basis, basically. So meaning you can't have a faux sign language interpreter. And at Mandela's funeral? I mean, are you kidding me? So now you think about this. You think of Nelson Mandela and the deaf community and a fake signer. I mean, fake interpreter. Nothing close. He was saying things about smoking cigarettes and whatever. Like this. Nothing made sense. I'm doing my own version of what I saw at the funeral. And when I looked at some of the clips of it, if you flip on AmericaTonight.net, you'll see me. And you'll see me there doing what he was doing. He was waving his arms and all this other kind of stuff. In fact, I saw the beginning of Jimmy Kimmel. And he didn't know much about the guy, the fact that he was a board member on this youth section, but he did make fun of it, and he had an interpreter on it, said that the guy was, nothing was right. He was interpreting a few words, and it was all gibberish. So it was deaf gibberish. Wow. I mean, that is insane. So you have this service for South African, the late South African president Nelson Mandela, and you have a fake signer in the background right there with world leaders. Woo! That is the blunder. That is the blunder of the year, in my opinion. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side. Kathleen Sebelius, speaking of blunders, tries to do a make good.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also, the glucagel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The glucagel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering glucagel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866 800-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Instruct this officer to look at IT and contracting management practices, starting with healthcare.gov, and the risk factors that impeded a successful launch. I'll ask for an initial report in the first 60 days with recommendations on how we can mitigate risk as we move forward.
Ah, yes, mitigate risk. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, talking about the fact that they're going to investigate all the problems, all the things that went wrong. Sure, why not? Let's spend some more money on that, right? They blew it. Let's move on. They blew it. It's getting fixed for millions more. In the end, how much are we paying for healthcare.gov, the website? So Sebelius talking about what they're going to do and how phenomenal it is right now and how many people are signing up and just investigating to make sure what happened, what fell through the cracks. And now they've stabilized, or believe they've stabilized, the website and Obamacare, perhaps. So she ordered the review of everything that went into this. She's calling it a preemptive strike, perhaps. And this was hours before her appearance Wednesday at a House subcommittee, and of course grilling her on the botched launch of the website. She announced that internal review that she was talking about there and why, and then they released the latest enrollment figures for affordable health care, and they said there was a huge increase in November after the site's problems were tweaked. So the signups hit 365,000. I would say they still have a long way to go. They were talking about 7 million people. So, of course, there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, why wasn't she fired over this website? Why was she spared? They were complaining about that, actually, before the hearing. So there wasn't really much new information, just that they're investigating. And that the government is paying $677 million for the website. and they've already paid $319 million of that so far. $677 million for the website. And the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services is reviewing what happened with the flawed and simply unacceptable, as she says, launch of healthcare.gov. Here's what I love. How many times do we scream, whatever you think of this show, right from the very beginning, what have I said about the problem with, forget if you're a Democrat, forget if you're a Republican, what is just the problem with this administration? Besides claiming they were transparent and they're not transparent, the other thing is accountability. There's no accountability. So what does Sebelius say? It's like they were reading, it's like they were listening to talk shows and they were reading clips and they were paying attention to the talking heads maybe on Sunday. Because the new buzzword seems to be accountability. So she says she believes strongly in the need for accountability and the importance of being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. Are you kidding? And we need a thorough review of the contractor performance and program management structure that resulted in the flawed launch of the website? Yeah, like, that's too late. That's too late. You know what that's like? That's like when you were a kid and you just had to have that box of baseball cards. Or you just had to have the extra candy at the store so your mama told you to go in her wallet, get some bread, and go and buy yourself, you know, with the rest of it, a candy bar. But instead, you take, you know, you clean the wallet out, and then you ask for forgiveness later. You spend all the loot. You think you're going to get away with it because you didn't take everything out of the wallet. You just picked out some of the bigger bills. Oop, but now forget about it. You know, now we're going to go back in time. Uh-uh. It doesn't work that way. What works, what doesn't work with healthcare.gov, what doesn't work is you screwed up, you move on. We already know it. It's costing us more. You can't say that you really care about the taxpayers and it's flawed and unacceptable. We said that. We said that when it was launched, when it shouldn't have been launched, and when somebody should have been checking under the hood before they decided the rollout and before they had people going to the website to just do nothing but crash and flail and get hysterical because they don't want to get fined because they have the fear of the fine. Have no fear here on America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, some great guests. We're going to talk to Rob Kelly, who is an addiction expert and is somebody who struggled with alcoholism, overcame that. I mean, you're always fighting it. You're always an alcoholic. Any alcoholic will tell you that. And he talks about how brutal it is during the holidays and how so many people just don't even realize when they say, well, just have yourself a little drink. You're not really an alcoholic. And how prevalent it is, how you don't realize it. And sometimes you just can't even go to the party, even though you're really supposed to live a normal life and not avoid those settings because you can't always avoid them. And this is a big time of year where you see relapses and people who, especially with booze, because of the holiday parties and stuff, but alcohol and other things, that's when it really crops up. Drugs, definitely. And because of everything you have to deal with. Okay, the other thing is, do you have eye strain? You know, because we're looking at 10,000 computer screens all day long. And kids, I see more kids with glasses now. It's not just, oh, they unfortunately they're nearsighted or they just, that's the curse of their family because everybody wore glasses from the time they were, you know, 6 years old. What's happening is with all the gaming and the 3D and everything else and the blue light, there's more eye strain now than ever. So we're going to talk to a really cool cat, Dr. Albert Pang. And he's got a ferocious laugh, but he also has some huge advice for even if you're an adult, because of course we're all struggling with that. What you should do, like, duh, don't sleep with the iPhone by your bed and the iPad and everything else because that light is keeping you up. People still do it. People set their alarm. Their alarm is their iPhone or whatever their other device is, their Android. I mean, I get it. I've done it too, but that's so poor for sleeping. And then you're exhausted, and that eye strain thing even hurts you more. Because here's the thing, and I'm not going to steal the whole thing away. I'm not going to give away all the secrets, but it's about the blinking. It's about your eye blinking. Did you know that? So you get red eyes, dry eyes, all that kind of stuff because you're not blinking. So looking at those screens, that's what you're not doing. So it's a whole thing about getting up and walking away. And see, now if you listen to this interview, then when you go to work and you have to get up and take a break, you can tell whoever it is whoever your boss is, listen, I heard on America Tonight I can't get eye strain because then for goodness sake I couldn't do all these orders, I couldn't do what I have to do. I'm supposed to get up every, you know, hour or so and take a 10-minute break to get away from the screen so I don't mess up my eyes and it makes it that much harder. There you go. Two great, great interviews. And then the rest of the show, if you stick around, don't forget we have Nail the Score. Two segments, third hour. We only have three games left in the NFL. It's always a lot of fun to see what people come up with. We haven't had a winner yet, but listen, in 4 years, I've had two winners. One guy, Dan in Vermont, he won a leather coat that they wanted to wrestle me down to the ground for when I went, because I went to mail it myself at the post office. The guy behind the counter thought it was the neatest thing ever. It had an American flag on the back of it. So anyway, we don't have any of those, but if you nail the score, you'll win some cool prizes, bragging rights, and all that. So if we have had two winners, Chris in Connecticut and Dan in Vermont, maybe somebody in Missouri, maybe somebody in Illinois, Texas, Florida, wherever you're listening to me, maybe you will be Alabama. Maybe you will be the next winner for Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. Sometimes too much knowledge is dangerous. You're just picking a side and telling us the score once the computer randomly selects the game of the week. That's all you're doing. Randomly. How about that? Hey, Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Who was it? Bum-ba-da-da, if you don't know, Pope Francis. I think that's a great choice. Why? Because he's like the everyday guy. So you don't have to be a Catholic to like this guy. He's just very down to earth. I mean, look at the things that have come out about him. He was a bouncer, for goodness sake, right? He was a bouncer. He's a huge sports guy. He's not afraid to call people out. He's like the anti-Pope. So Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Pope Francis. Stay with us. On the flip side, Albert Pang talking about your eyes and eye strain next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE. Fake TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The eyesight thing is with eye strain. I've seen this now with so many people, even some of my young nieces and nephews, and you worry about the whole computer thing. I mean, we have every gadget known to man now, right? We're all looking down on our phones. We're playing games on our phones. We're emailing on our phones. Then we have our iPads, which I'm not trashing technology, but I know I'm one of those people. You are constantly near some sort of a computer screen, but what is that computer time doing to our eyes? Thus, I think the eye strain. So I'm real psyched to have Dr. Albert Pang on with us from Trinity Eye Care to really give us some advice on this and look at the problem of eye strain and where we're headed with this. Dr. Pang, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me this evening.
Have you seen that it's gotten worse when people come in? Have you seen that because I just mentioned all the great technology we have now, but so many of us are constantly on these screens, has it gotten, eye strain gotten worse for adults and children?
Yeah, I would say probably more, not that much about adults. Of course, you know, as we are going north of 40s, we all have naturally a problem reading the computer screen, but I'm noticing there's more changes or more problem for the younger population, younger generation. That's what we call the screen ager instead of teenager now. So it's basically what happened is there's twofold to the problem. One is when you're looking at the computer screen for too long, what happened is there's some general ocular discomfort, eye strain, like what you mentioned earlier, mainly due to the fact that we are not blinking enough. Instead of, you know, they have a study by National Health Institute saying that when we are resting, our blinking rate is about 17 times a minute. But guess how many times you blink when you're looking at a computer screen?
How many times do we blink?
We only 4.5 times. So
wow.
You're talking about average about 60 to 70% less blinking than when you are resting. So it's because of this reduction, reduced blinking rate, they're causing the eye to get dry, get red, and also the eye muscle to get stressed, to get tired. But there's also one more thing that is even more, I would say, impact the younger people more severe is the effect of the high energy visible light, that's the blue and the violet light that's emitted on the screen. And those, they have a study by NASA, have shown that with the presence of blue light at night, it does disrupt the human sleep cycle. And they find that blue light that's emitted from the screen drastically reduces the production of melatonin of the brain. Melatonin is the natural sleeping aid for us to regulate our sleeping cycle. And because of the reduction of that, if you look at the iPad or the tablet too long, in general, you'll find that you have a harder time to fall asleep. When you fall asleep, you also do not have a good sleeping cycle also. That's because of the blue light that you're exposed to. That is more of, I don't know whether you realize, but my children, before I realized that, when they are looking at the tablet for too long, I find that they have a harder and harder time to sleep, and their whole sleeping cycle is kind of reversed. They don't sleep at night, they sleep in the day. So that's one of the impacts I noticed for the younger generation.
Wow, so what can we do about that? Is it just less time before bedtime, build in some cushion or something before, you know, get them off everything?
Right, absolutely. And that's what I've been telling my patient is try to avoid any computer, tablet, or cell phone time an hour before you go to sleep. And also when you are, say, when you're sleeping, turn off all the computer screen that's next to you or around you, so that you're able to have a better sleeping cycle. And during the daytime, I would say for children as well as adults, make sure that they take frequent break between the computer users. Half an hour or so, take a break, look at something far away, relax the eye, so you will not, you know, keep staring at the computer without blinking your eye, causing all sorts of problems from the computer screen.
And, yeah, So the blue, that's great advice. So the blue light, keep that away from the bed, because I know people wake up to their iPhones. They have them going all night long, so that light is right there next to their bed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, before I look at this report, my computer screen is on all day long. I mean, like, so I have no idea that we are exposing to this kind of problem. And also, I also recommend that sometimes if you are wearing glasses, if you have to wear prescription glasses, or even if you're not using any glasses, they do have now some very good computer glasses you can use to reflect it off all those blue lights or filter off those blue lights, those harmful blue lights, so that they're able to minimize the effect of the blue lights on your eye. So that's the second thing that you can do.
Yeah, so that's good. What happens? So somebody comes in, you're seeing this, you see with kids the eye strain, you give them some of that advice. Do you find that more people are needing glasses because of it? More kids are getting into glasses sooner?
You know, it's interesting. It's such a hard, you know, really difficult for us to pinpoint one particular factor. I think computer and tablet and iPhone definitely have a big part to it, but they have one study. They are saying that, you know, from probably late 70s, they compared the incidence of nearsightedness on a younger population to now in 2010, there's 30% increase. Now, I know there's multiple factors, there's multiple reasons. Maybe because we are starting on the patient to read, I mean, the youngster tend to read earlier than before, but I really suspect that the electronic devices and all those computer screens have a big part to do with it. Again, we still yet, you know, to see further study whether this will, what I'm suspecting will become a reality, but I do believe that, you know, there's a big part to do with the increased incidence of nearsightedness.
That'd be interesting to watch that and see where that heads. With the eye strain, what are the symptoms of eye strain? Do you feel headachy and that kind of stuff?
I would say probably the number one problem that people notice when they're together with the overuse with the computer is fluctuation in the vision. In other words, you look at the tablet maybe an hour, half an hour, but then you notice that when you are trying to look up, it takes a much longer time for you to regain the focus. And then you also notice that when you're looking at a computer too long, after half an hour or so, you notice that the screen is no longer clear. You have to keep blinking to keep it focused. And, well, that's because of a couple of reasons. Because, like I say, your tear film is falling apart, it's breaking because not enough blink. And the second reason is also the eye muscle is telling you, too tired, give me a break. So the first thing that you notice is, of course, fluctuation in vision. And then after that, you notice that the eyes start to get dry, red, and then eventually you have a headache because you've been forcing yourself to focus harder and harder. And eventually the eye muscle is so tired, it gives you a eye strain.
Yeah. You mentioned the thing about the special glasses. And somebody else told me, is this true that if you go to a 3D movie, that that's helpful?
It's the other way around.
It's not good.
The other way. No. Well, you know what? I myself really fascinated by 3D movie. But I can tell you that, you know, especially nowadays when younger people is playing the 3D game, we really have to watch how much time they put in. Because what happened is they are actually putting a lot more strain on their eye because they have to, again, they have information coming in from the right eye, left eye, and then they have to coordinate. In order to coordinate to get your 3D image, both eyes have to converge a lot harder than when you're looking at a regular screen. But I can tell you that, you know, after even 20 minutes for me, after 20 minutes looking at the computer game, 3D computer game, I really cannot tolerate that anymore. My eye is so tired. It's of course, you know, I'm 53 years old, and that can explain because my eye is getting weaker. But imagine the younger people when they're looking at the computer, putting on that kind of stress to their eye. What kind of damages, or how are they going to handle their schoolwork or regular work the next day? So I'm definitely, if they have to play any of those 3D computer games, make sure that we regulate them maybe half an hour, have to take a break. They cannot look at a 3D game for an hour, 2 hours. That really, really hurt their eyes a lot.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to mean there's going to be more cataract surgeries in the future with all the baby boomers and whatnot?
Well, you know, that's a great question because there's another interesting thing about the blue light and the violet light is that those high energy visible lights not only causing, decrease in the melatonin, they also have a direct impact on eye tissue, like the lens, like the retina. So if you're looking at the computer screen or playing all those electronic devices without any protection, especially youngsters, their pupils are larger, are bigger, and the lens are clearer. So, you know, I will tell you that I will not be surprised, you know, in the future, our next generation will have a much earlier to develop cataract as well as macular degeneration.
Wow. Dr. Albert Pang, Trinity Eye Care, thanks. Appreciate it. Good tips.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
You too.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Holidays are a time to celebrate with friends, family. There's always a lot of joy. We hope at least there's a lot of joy in your life. But there's also a lot of indulgence. And sometimes what happens is there is limitless amounts of alcohol. And imagine what that is like for people who are recovering from alcohol addiction, or even, let's say, drug addiction. There are triggers that can be pushed. There's stress. There's anxiety. Boy, I have certainly seen that. I've seen it in four different crowds where people had no idea that somebody was a recovering alcoholic because it wasn't a known thing. And twice it became a disaster in a very public place where there was a big celebration. So sometimes you never know what the person, even the people that you're close to, you never know what they're going through, and they might be at the beginnings of the struggling with the addiction and they're doing well getting help, but you have no idea and you could be pressing that button. So we've got Rob Kelly with us. He's an addiction expert. Perfect to have Rob on the show with us. Hey Rob, how are you doing?
Hey Kate, I'm doing great, thank you.
You heard my description, and maybe this is because I'm very social and I'm in a lot of different situations, not even just with family and friends, but where they're acquaintances and they're people you really like, but then you don't know the other people connected to them, and that's happened a couple of times. I think more and more it's a great thing that people are getting help, but we often don't know who the people are, do we, who are recovering from alcohol addiction or something else. There's no big sign or there's no red flag that necessarily tells you right away. Am I right?
That's correct. And one of the reasons why that is because there's such a stigma attached to alcoholism. And really, it's a disease. You know, I have a disease. I've been in recovery for 25 years now. And coming up to the holidays is always a time, even this year, is going to be a tough time for me because, you know, you explain to people in situations that you don't drink and it's like you're a leper or something. It's like, what? What do you mean you don't drink? It's crazy. You know, for me in recovery, it's important for my friends and my family around me to know that today I don't drink. Whatever excuse I use, that's up to me. Sometimes I say I'm training, sometimes I say I'm dieting, you know, whatever excuse that makes you feel comfortable, but it's a very, very touchy time of year for me as a recovering alcoholic.
Is it sometimes good for the person in that situation? I've seen this with two close friends, actually, because they said, I was stunned, but they said exactly what you said, that people say, well, you could just have one drink. Geez, you're not really an alcoholic. What are you talking about? You just used to have a bunch of martinis after tennis or whatever. And so what they've done, because there's so much crazy weirdness around it, they just remove themselves from the situation. They don't even go to some of these parties, which is so sad. Is that often what has to happen?
Yeah, it is. I mean, one of the golden rules we actually follow those guys in recovery is that you can go to any party or occasion you wish to go to as long as we have a legitimate reason to be there. You know, a good celebration, a good Christmas party, an office party, whatever it may be, and we don't go glum, we go happy. But a lot of them people who just want you to have that one drink just to celebrate and as an alcoholic, you know, we just can't do that. One of the biggest bugbears I have for the last 25 years is educating people on what alcoholism is all about. And I'm sure we're getting there eventually in a couple of years' time when everybody knows what sort of disease it is. It won't be that office bod asking you to take just the first drink just because it's Christmas time.
Yeah. What are some of the triggers that push someone into that to the situation where they could relapse even though they've been doing so well?
Well, obviously, it's holiday period. That's the first relapse. Friends and colleagues ask them to go to Christmas parties. There's a trigger. Just take one drink. Everybody's happy. I mean, you know, it's a very dangerous time of year. We have to be on our guard at all times, and we have to be careful who we go out to drink with. But the thing is that I always say, put it out there, guys. If you're not drinking or you're suffering from the disease that I have, alcoholism, you make people aware and watch them drink coming across the bar. If somebody serves you an orange juice across the bar, you make sure you keep an eye on that orange juice all the time as you're drinking it throughout the night.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Do you, and you mentioned this because you came through the tunnel. When did you know, wow, I really feel proud of myself. I'm making it every, you said this, you said that even the years that have gone by, you still know that there's always that possibility of slipping. But when did you first know, hey, I'm going to be okay?
I guess it was, I think it was around third or fourth year that I was sober. It kind of sunk in that, you know, I have a problem with alcohol. I'm allergic to it, so therefore I can't drink it. I obviously watch people drinking with impunity. Wondering why I can't do that, but you know, I'm bodily and mentally different to my fellows. I know that today, and I know that alcohol does strange things when it gets inside my body. And I've learned over the years to accept that. And today, I accept that I'm an alcoholic. And if I take that first drink, I have a drink problem, so I can stay away from it. And it is a good life, Kate. You know, once you can accept that and admit to yourself, we can't touch this stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah. Rob, one of the things that you do, because you're heavily involved, obviously, in helping people, you are involved in interventions, sober coach, all that kind of stuff. And what have you found to be the most successful thing as far as interventions are concerned?
Interventions. And many people come to me and say, want an intervention for my son, my daughter, or family member. It's just family interventions, what it is. I use a Johnson model myself, and as long as all the families are involved and it's done correctly, it's one of the most successful tools in the recovery industry to date. It really is, where we can take that person who's suffering from alcoholism or drug addiction, and we can get them into a treatment center. Because I know when I was in that place myself, when I was drinking and using drugs, I didn't know how bad I was. I mean, I nearly died on several occasions. I didn't know because I was in the depth of that horrible, horrible mess. And it took an intervention to wake me up and realize with my family around me that I'm in trouble here, guys, and I need some help.
Yeah. Do you find, too, that sometimes then once there's an intervention, of course, it depends on how everybody, you know, how far along I guess they are or what their individual situation is, because everybody's individual situation in what they're dealing with is different. Do you find sometimes that it's good for people to go and stay somewhere? You know, that became famous in the Betty Ford days, and then that's how it started to become where people are actually talking about, oh, yeah, that's right, there are people. You know, just because you're the first lady doesn't mean you don't have a problem or you're a celebrity or you have tons of money. Do you find that sometimes somebody going to the recovery center helps them for some sort of a short stay or a longer recovery program?
Sometimes I think it's vital when that happens. I mean, you have to be taken out of the situation completely and be isolated to get your feelings back, to find out where you are and start the recovery process. So it's very important. I'd say 90% of the people I deal with today, we have to take them out of their environment and change them and put them into an isolated environment. And, of course, while we're in that bubble, we're educating them, we're getting them well, you know, so when they move back into society, they're well prepared for the journey ahead.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, we're talking about alcohol addiction, but we certainly are seeing that drug addiction, if anything, has exploded. I was just talking to somebody this the other day, with their child and what was happening in the high schools, and they were having stuff delivered through Amazon, and they had no idea. The parents had no clue anything was going on. And there's a lot of people, a lot of kids smoking pot and then getting into other things, and that the whole farm party thing. Do you find that this, because, you know, you treat different kinds of addictions, do you find that this is also something that has been pretty big with drug dens and whatnot?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, prescription drugs these days are absolutely rampant. I warned about an alcohol epidemic from 10 years ago with our teams, and of course we watched that happen. And I'm going to say the same again with prescription drugs. We're watching it happen again with our teams. You know, it's amazing where you can get these drugs from. I mean, they will be delivered to your doorstep for you. And I think it's up to the parents, the sensible parents, to watch out for certain things with their children. Watch out for the isolation. Watch out for missing school. Watch out for any change of behavior. These are all signs that they may, and I say may, be drug use.
Yeah, so watch out for that. Rob, very involved in this, and he's got a great website. You got to check out his website. You need help, go to robkelly.com, and that's with two B's, robkelly.com, and they really go through a whole bunch of different programs. Rob, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you, too. Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.